Der Sprung der Persönlichkeit. Kelly left the underground in a hurry. The first lesson was going to start in 10 minutes, and she already knew she would not make it in time. Her math teacher would make her solve the equations in front of the whole class, and Kelly hated nothing more than too much attention. She perfected the art of being there without being seen by anyone. She didn't have any friends, but she preferred it that way. Her life and her family were average in every way. She was part of the middle class and had one brother. Her parents both worked, so they didn't have much spare time for her. Another thing she didn't mind, she just didn't seem to connect to anyone. Humans were just too confusing with all their expectations. She had been too focused on her thoughts when the sound of the church bell awoke her from her trance. Only 5 minutes left. She started slowly walking in the direction of her school, already having accepted the fact that she would be late. She tightened her grip on her backpack, making sure it wouldn't be stolen. Chess stepped on a cigarette to kill a flame, opened her water bottle and drank a sip of the vodka that she filled in every morning. At her feet, she saw a backpack leaning against the school wall. She got confused. She knew for a fact she would not bring something like that to school. Otherwise, people would think she cared for her education. She must have stolen it last night when she was high. School had started half an hour ago. She had math, but her teacher would probably be happy she wasn't there. After all, the only reason she still went was to annoy the teachers. She lit another cigarette and started another loud rock song, her mind already drifting off. Tristan awoke, every limb hurting, especially the cuts on his two forearms. The new wounds were still bandaged. The pain made him feel better. He stood up, grabbing his backpack, leaving the schoolyard behind. He didn't bother to go to school. He already told his friends he was sick. Tristan was a very popular student. He played soccer and was one of the team's best players. Teachers always cut him some slack because he was crucial to winning the championship for the school. So they didn't ask when he missed a day of school. No one knew the cuts on his forearms were his only way to escape from the void in his mind. He made his way over to the train station. He already knew the time his train would arrive. He had planned this moment for a while. Chess looked up. She was at the train station. She didn't remember arriving here, but she didn't care. She just took a deep breath of the horrible smell in the big hall where people were running to the platform. She lit another cigarette, relaxing, when suddenly she heard a voice grow louder and louder. "Go away! Give me control!" She started shaking violently. An attentive bystander already tried to call an ambulance, when suddenly she left and Kelly took control. She jumped up and ran past the bystander. "I have to catch my train," she yelled to get him off her back. When she was on the platform, she realized that she didn't even plan to take a train anywhere. She was supposed to be in school right now. It was like someone else was controlling her. The violent shaking began again. Kelly left her mind and Tristan took over, forgetting that a Kelly even existed. Tristan looked at the arrival time of the train, relieved he hadn't already missed it. He checked his bag for the note he had written the previous night. Then, just as the train rushed into the station, he jumped. A loud scream disrupted the normal busy day in the central station, an act out of the normal that no one understood. Only when the letter was discovered, people realized. "I'm sorry, the voices told me to do it."